BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Tens of thousands of Israeli protesters have rallied in a plaza in Tel Aviv, commonly referred to as Hostage Square, calling for the return of Israelis still held in Gaza. The rally followed a day of protests in which highways were blocked and crowds marched to the homes of government ministers. They surrounded the office of the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, as a security cabinet meeting took place. In a speech afterwards, Mr. Netanyahu gave little away.
We have just come from a cabinet meeting. I don't think I can elaborate too much, but I will say one thing. It started in Gaza and it will end in Gaza. We will not leave those monsters there. We will free all our hostages. We will ensure that Gaza will no longer constitute a threat to Israel.
The UN's nuclear watchdog chief, Rafael Grossi, has said a team of nuclear inspectors has returned to Iran. It would be the first IAEA presence there since the US attack in June on Iran's nuclear sites. Iran suspended cooperation with the IAEA the following month. Mr. Grossi told the BBC talks were ongoing.
We have been discussing how to go about this, the places that we are going to go. I must say that we have not completely finished this process of agreeing on the modalities, of the practical steps, but there is a team already there and they are going to be starting inspections very soon.
A Ukrainian military official has acknowledged that Russian forces have crossed into the Dnipropetrovsk region for the first time. Viktor Terhubov told the BBC it was the first attack of such a large scale in the region, which borders Donetsk and Zaporizhia, but he made clear their advance had been stopped. A judge in Brazil has declared the former president Jair Bolsonaro a flight risk and placed him under round-the-clock surveillance while he awaits the verdict of his criminal trial. The decision follows the discovery by police of a draft letter by Mr. Bolsonaro, written last year requesting asylum in Argentina. Will Grant reports.
Under the decision, the Supreme Court Justice, Alexandre de Moraes, ordered police to put the former right-wing leader under full-time surveillance, placing officers around his home to ensure he was complying with the restraining orders against him. It's a step which is sure to anger his supporters, including in Washington. Mr. Bolsonaro can count on strong support inside the Trump administration. In July, the US imposed a series of sanctions against Justice Moraes for alleged human rights abuses. Former President Bolsonaro faces up to 40 years in jail if he is found guilty in his coup-plotting trial of trying to overturn the result of the 2022 election and cling on to power.
BBC News. The US Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook says she'll file a lawsuit to prevent President Trump from firing her after he ordered her dismissal. A statement by her lawyer said he had no authority to sack her. It's the latest move in the president's attempts to exert control over the US central bank. Police in Australia say a heavily armed man who shot dead two police officers on Monday is still at large. The suspect, identified as Desi Freeman, fled on foot after shooting at the policeman who arrived at his home in Porepunkah, north of Melbourne, to carry out a search warrant for alleged sexual offences. An Italian painting stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish art dealer in Amsterdam has been spotted on the website of an estate agent selling a house in Argentina more than 80 years after it was taken. David Bamford has the story.
A photograph on the Argentinian estate agent's website clearly shows the painting, Portrait of a Lady by Giuseppe Ghislandi, hanging above a sofa. It's located inside a property near Buenos Aires, once owned by a senior Nazi official who absconded to South America after the Second World War. The artwork was one of hundreds looted from the studio of the Dutch art dealer Jacques Goudsticker in Amsterdam. He was lost at sea during the war while trying to escape to Britain. Lawyers said they would seek to reclaim the painting for his family.
The world's biggest and most powerful rocket, Starship, has finally launched from Elon Musk's SpaceX headquarters in Texas after a two-day delay caused by ground systems issues and bad weather. The unmanned test flight aims to put the upper stage, eventually intended to carry crew and cargo, through structural stress testing as it orbits the Earth before splashing down in the Indian Ocean. BBC News.